Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for April 16th, 2023. Karen Eileen, let's talk.
Let's talk, Christine Aller. I am so pleased. It's like a reminder that the universe has our backs because I was very cranky because I forgot to submit my question 60 minutes in advance. And I was like, just going to go and absorb.
All right. Look at you.
Okay. Big victories are that there's a lot of calmness that has kicked in, which is pretty significant. I have questions, which I know are better meant for Miata, about like credit card structuring and all that stuff. But I want to talk to you about crafting a resume for my part-time day job gig side hustle when it's been a super hot flaming minute since I have created a resume of any kind other than a performance resume.
Okay. I just want to say before I forget,
I
want you to go back. It was sometime this year in the recordings, and I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago where we talked precisely about this. How do I configure, well, her question was, how do I configure a resume for like an artistic, you know, thing? She was applying for a tech related job and she was had just a complete artistic background. So we talked about how to do that. So you and I will talk about your angle, but I'm just referring you, please go back and listen, find that one and listen to it. In the notes, I'm sure I mentioned resume or something like job search, job.
Right. Because I'm sort of at the other end of the spectrum. I'm like all arts all the time. And now I'm stepping into perhaps something corporate or more structured.
That's how she was. It was all arts all the time.
Too. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will look for that. And I hear you in my head because we've talked about this several times in these conversations about what is the honest and thoughtful response to why the heck are you coming to us now? What are you doing? And so I think I have a grasp on that. I'm not entirely clear how to decide where I fit inside of a corporate organization, especially one that's pretty ginormous. The one that I'm looking at, I'm going to talk about it here because I feel like it's like my happy place and I might like to be there and wander around for a couple hours a week, is Whole Foods. So they literally have like 15 or 20 different categories of jobs you can apply for. And it's like, well, look around on our social media and look at our culture and see where you fit in. I'm like, how in the world am I supposed to look at your posts and go, oh, that's totally matched to me? Because it's not happening. Like I've looked around and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Do I want to be a barista? Do I want to help people with vitamins? Do I want to work in corporate? I have no clue how to figure out where to even start the process.
Do they not give job descriptions?
They do. And some of them are clearly not a match for me. Like you will regularly be lifting 75 to 100 pounds. Like I don't be a good workout, but like, no. But other than that, a lot of the descriptors are, I don't know if I would like that. I don't know.
Do you have access to the list of the possibilities right now?
I could certainly pull it up.
Yeah, I would want to hear just so I can wrap my brain around the kind of things that they're offering. Mm-hmm. Is the Whole Foods close by? Do you have to drive or can you walk?
I do have to drive. There is really the only thing that's in walking distance to me is Starbucks and a grocery store. Everything else is drive.
Got it.
And the interesting thing, and I don't know how much weight to put here, is like they were like, please look around on all of our social media and get to know us. And well, when I did that, there's a lot of really disturbing commentary that I haven't dug deep into about something about monkeys and forced labor for the little monkeys to gather their coconuts that they use in their products. And I'm like, Well, if that's going on, then that's a deal breaker for me.
Well, okay. But I think, first of all, it's owned by Amazon, which is a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Yes,
So,
it is.
like, we have to start with that before you get into like, ooh, this one product they sell has palm oil, and palm oil supports indentured servitude among women. And I mean, consumerism is bad. That doesn't mean you can't choose the places and the things that you put your money towards with care, but it is extremely hard to invest in anything and buy anything that has an unpolluted chain from source material to end product.
Okay, because I was like, I haven't been in this world in a while, and I'm like, I want to step back in ethically and with my heart and empowered. And I'm like, won't there always be somebody who finds something somewhere? So I
But
don't.
don't, you're not going to be corresponding with these people on social media about your job at Whole Foods.
No, I'm no, but if they're shining a light on something super naughty that's going on in Whole Foods, that matters to me.
Well, I mean, you don't want to walk into a place full of scandal, but Amazon has a ginormous track record of scandal and employee abuses in their warehouses. So it's like, what do you want to do? So
I want to work on an organic farm. That's what I really want to do.
think globally, but act locally. So if you enter you if you need money, you need a job.
I do.
I'm just speaking like in
No,
general terms,
I'm
everybody
with you.
listening. It's like then you're constrained by certain circumstances to get a job. I don't think everybody working at Amazon should be striking. Like not working, it's like I wish they didn't have to work there. I wish their conditions were like better, but I don't think that them needing to pay the rent or get infant formula for their kids, like it's like you do what you have to do sometimes. However, when you enter a large corporate, because there's no unsullied corporation.
Okay, I'm really
You
hearing
do
you.
the
Is there
research,
an
wow.
unsullied anything? Like,
You're too big. This is too big. Life on Earth is they're too, these companies are too big to not have scandal and stuff going on. However, where you have influence over is if you take a job in a company and you're seeing things, hearing things, and having it impact you, then you can act within those circumstances to affect change, to extricate yourself, to blow a whistle, like whatever. But I think that you will get paralysis of applying for any job if you start to try to find the pure. I mean, Karen Eileen, you work in the entertainment industry,
You
correct?
know what?
Like,
Thank you. Yes,
what
you're
the
reminding me.
fuck? That would be like saying, well, can't Harvey Weinstein, like,
Oh
can't.
my God. Well, that's a very good analogy, Christine, because I didn't make that
I mean,
full.
if you were going to get cast in a CBS, I'm reading a book about CBS and the Murdochs and all this, like, woo, well, if you got cast on a CBS show, are you contributing to
To that.
that?
I'm gonna turn that down, that series
Yeah.
regular.
So I think we can put all of that to rest considering you work in the entertainment industry.
Well, but you know what? That's sort of like a no-brainer, and it just didn't occur to me. I just sort of feel like my job in the entertainment industry is to spread light and tell authentic stories. And I don't know why I think I wouldn't be doing that anywhere I go.
Right. Shell vitamins spread light to the customers. Yeah.
Vitamins are sometimes very good indeed.
So do you have the list?
Do you want me to screen share it, or how do you
No,
want me
just read it.
to?
Just go down. Don't have to read the descriptions. I'm just curious of how they're.
Like the titles?
Yeah.
Bakery cake decorator part-time, or full-time team receiver, full-time produce
Okay,
associate.
stop. That's all I needed to know. So basically, when you have a company that's like, here's our positions, then it's like, where does your skill set and interest intersect with the requirements of that. I know I could not be a cake decorator. I am very, I've tried to decorate cookies and things like that. And I don't have that talent.
I don't know if I do or not. I love eating them, but that's not what they're hiring me for. So
exactly. So now it's just like, of all the jobs in Whole Foods, where would you want to work? Do you want to, I am not a fan of intersecting with customers. I've had a customer service type of job before and I'm like, ooh, maybe not. So I'd probably, Christine Aller, would probably lean towards like corporate management, you know, just something people related, but in that kind of environment versus intersecting with the public. But I have friends who love intersecting with the public. Like they love it. Gives them life. And I'm like, well, that's good. Yeah. So it's like, where first choice, do you want to be in the stores? Do you want to be in the offices?
I mean, I feel like the thing that I'm most drawn to is the thing that I was most drawn to start an acting career, which is production. I love making ridiculous little videos. I was looking at their social media and like, I'm by no means a ninja yet. And their social media needs some love. I mean, the posts are like 100 weeks old.
Right. So do they have a position for that though?
No. Or if they do, they require all these millions of things that I do not have.
Like, correct. So I want you to approach this as if you're doing this for your client, Karen Eileen, who needs to find a job, and you're just processing this information. Because right now you're approaching it a little too emotionally. Like their social media needs love. Well, is there a job description for that? And do you meet it? No. Okay. That's off the table. Doesn't matter then what it looks like.
All right.
You know, just much more cut and dried making decisions. And here's the thing. You kind of like, let's say you take a guess and go, well, I guess.
I feel like your guess is, by the way.
Well, I guess I would want to do this. That would be my guess. Yeah. Great. See if you can get the job doing that. And if you don't like it and are not a good fit, it's easier sometimes to move within a company
once they've
onboarded you and have all your HR information. That's the money consuming part for them.
So I feel like I just need to sort of get really okay with the fact that so much of this is going to be guesstimation and guesswork. I'm so uncomfortable with that. Comfortable because I don't remember if I lived. I mean, the last customer service job I had was a bazillion years ago. Was it okay? Right. I think so. Did I like the back office stuff when I was doing numbers? Yeah. I mean, so I've done a little bit of all of it, and I feel like I'm throwing a dart, and it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. And the other question is, you know, how much of your brain do you want to use at a job? Because some jobs are just like brainless, and that's good, but some jobs are physically taxing and that might not be good. Like, I don't know. Yeah, just pick something. And then to your question of crafting a resume, you want to pick the job position that you're applying for and craft the resume for that position.
I'm wondering, you know, all of my experience has been either film, television, voiceover, stage as a performer, or coaching and workshopping. So I'm trying to, I'll go back and listen because like there's probably information there, but it's like, do I include that stuff? I'm certainly going to be transparent with them. Steven Spielberg calls me, then I will very.
You don't have to say that in the interview.
I won't say that. But if they say to me, which they probably will, well, you're a performer, what happens when you book a big thing?
And right. I don't know. So we talk about that in that recording, but in a synopsis, what I think people stumble on when they're like, oh, I have this kind of non-traditional weird background and now I'm applying for a job.
Yeah.
And they're like, I guess I'll just tell them about my background. And it's like, well, what you want to emphasize is the skill set that you happen to apply to performing. That could also be applied to this job. Because
if I'm understanding you, this is about translating the performer's toolkit into corporate language, is what?
Not even corporate language, but it's like, okay, so coaching business, 2015 to present. In this entrepreneurial pursuit, I have, you know, the strengths that I bring, the strengths that have built this entrepreneurial pursuit are my, you know, the hard skills of ability to organize and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and the soft skills of interpersonal blah, 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 and very good listening and attention to detail and really picking up the specifics. That would translate to this job in this way. You know, you're looking, it's you're looking to them. You're looking for someone who can stock your shelves with attention to detail, care for, you know, a visual symmetry, you know. And the other thing is, any person you put in the aisles of your store, you want to be able to interface with your customers so that the customer has a wonderful experience. And part of what I bring as a performer is just my ability to set my stuff aside and be present to create an atmosphere for somebody else. As a coach, I can really, you know, pay attention. I'm used to listening to people. It doesn't bother me. You know, like other interfacing with people does not bother me. And I have a lot of patience. Who wouldn't want someone on the floor stocking the vitamins versus someone who's going to do their interview of like, I don't know, I just want a job.
Yeah. Because you know, I can't say that. I can't say that
interview. Your job in the interview is to shift their perspective so they can see what you bring to the table and why you being a, you know, level-headed, calm, patient, mature person is better than the 22-year-old they want to pick. Like, that's your job is like, oh no, you want me and let me tell you why. I see what you need, boop, 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 for this position. And I've got the skill set for that. And let me connect the dots for you. Cause you might not, it might not be evident just reading my resume. But the thing about these days is we have a lot of robots reading resumes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, does she have retail experience? Like blah, 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 blah. But that's where the cover letter comes in if they ask for one, or that's where handing something in person.
They said, please show up at the store in person. So I will do that. Yeah. And they're like, please make a video. And I'm like, I'm all over the
perfect.
Video.
Yeah. But you want to make sure your video is serving them, not just like, hi, it's me. I love making videos. It's like, what do they want from this video? They want to see how you talk. They want to see how you speak. They want to see if you understand what they need from you as a person they'd be picking.
I just need to speak out loud that all of this conversation makes me feel like I have to take a nap for a week. That's what it feels like. Like I'm
totally.
I want to go away. Mm-hmm.
And but what about it? The fact that there's stuff to do, or the fact that you have to put yourself out there. Like, what facet of it is like? Who wants the lizard is like shut it down, shut it down.
Even something, I mean, I'm guessing is simple, like the language of hard and soft skills. That's new language to me.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never talked about, and so I'm all like,
means,
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think it means when I say that? What would be your guess as to what a hard skill, soft skill is?
A hard skill is probably like something that you could get a certificate for, like some sort of data entry or a computer language or operating machinery, or that's my guess. And the soft skills are probably the people skills.
Yeah, you're pretty close. It's okay. Like emotional intelligence
okay.
versus a skill that you could be taught, that you learned, like type, like I'm a really fast typist,
uh-huh.
or I just am really good at copy editing and grammar. Like you, that's a skill set. You have to learn grammar, and then you have to have this attention to detail to be able to really be precise.
Okay.
Soft skills are things that you kind of inherently just pick up from life. It's not really something that's taught necessarily. Like patience is developed. You know, being able to interface well with people, it's the way you're wired. It's just the way you've developed. A sense of humor, that's, you know, you don't go to, you can't learn necessarily that. You just develop it. So soft skills are things you've developed, and hard skills are things you've learned, usually from like a course or a book or a, you know, like, you know, and that you could literally teach and pass on to somebody else. Like how to use a cash register. I do not have that hard skill. I've never
have that skill yet either. So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's, and maybe I've chosen a difficult first place to apply to because it feels like there's a bazillion.
No. Okay. How is this? I think you are making it a problem.
Possibly, but I'm not aware of how I'm doing that yet. So I don't have.
By telling yourself a story. Oh, this is a hard place to apply to. What if it's the easiest place? There's lots of options. You can put your resume in person. That's amazing. Yeah, it's an environment you're used to and comfortable in.
I just feel like this comes back to, and I just need to have a lot of grace and kindness for myself. This comes back to bandwidth. So I feel like I have this much bandwidth to do this thing that's simple, and I need this much. So,
okay. But if you have this much, try to do it with this much. Just put together a resume.
Okay.
You have a half hour to put together a resume, bang out a resume.
Okay.
Pay someone else to do it for you. Like, you don't, this is for everyone. You can just decide. An obstacle is an obstacle, but you can decide to just make it a small one.
Interesting.
And you can just decide this isn't a problem. I only have this much bandwidth to apply to this thing. How do I make it not, how do I make this not a problem?
Well, that's a giant life skill that I want immediately.
But you're going to learn it by applying to these jobs.
Okay.
So strong.
Let me ask a brief corollary question, which is, I know you suggested, and this feels right to me, to put down the creation of the new things for a while, just until I'm the creation of the course, the creation of the subscription.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, right? Out of nowhere, several of my long-term students have checked in and sent me testimonials out of nowhere, how I've changed their life and launched their careers, and they're doing great. And when am I offering the next class? Okay. So, again, this much bandwidth. So I'm like, do I spend half of that bandwidth on like, let me put together something easy as an offering, but I don't know what that is. Like, or do I say like, I mean, this summer, maybe, you know, and later this fall, it'll be a thing. So I'm just throwing you on with you a little bit.
So let me, for everyone listening, let me make a distinction between when I say, don't start a big project where you have to create a course or create something from scratch to earn money for. That. But if you had three people who came to you like, when's the next class? Then I would be, what do you want to learn? And they'd be like, I want to learn this. And then I decide, do I want to teach that or not? Can I teach that or not? And then I'd be like, great. Do you know anybody else who wants to do it? Because I'm not going to do it unless I have 10 people. Oh, yeah, maybe my roommate wants to do it too. Great. Let me put it out to my list. See if they want it too. See if you can get 10 people with this topic. Mm-hmm. Something that's easy for you to teach that you've taught before that would, you know, not require anything for you to necessarily put it together. And then if you get 10 people, you're like, great. What if we did it at this time? Yes. Great. Give me a deposit or pay in full and we'll do it. Like, and then you start any work once you've gotten all that money. Then you can be like, great. Now I'll put together my curriculum instead of thinking of like, oh God, curriculum, sales page, PDF. Like, no, just go, I will teach you this if you give me money. And then people give you money and then you teach them that. That's how I did all my stuff in the beginning.
Wow.
It was just like the way cash flow, creating cash flow, I was just doing my organizing business. And of course, talking about my organizing business.
Yeah.
Then other actor friends were like, oh, well, teach me how to make something on the side. And I was like, what? Never occurred to me.
Wow.
I was like, well, if three people have asked me in the last month, there must be more out there. So then I started putting the word out, who wants to learn about this? And I'm like, oh, there's some more people. Okay, great.
Did you do a poll? Like, I know polls are popular. I haven't done a lot.
Well, there was no social media back then.
Oh my goodness.
And there was no Zoom. So we just did one of those conference call lines and it was all audio and it was just all real. That's the thing about people like me who've been making their own money for a while. I know it's possible because back when I started, there were no tools like this.
Yeah, okay.
There was no Google when I started. There was no websites when I started. I printed up a business card and just started mailing to my mom's list of friends. Like, there was no other way. I didn't even know there were other organizers out there because there was no Google. I didn't know how to even look for people. Mm-hmm. So this can all be done in a janky, old school, lo-fi way.
I'm hearing you.
And look, you know what Whole Foods wants? Whole Foods wants someone semi-intelligent who can show up fucking consistently and not steal anything.
Yeah, I can.
No, they're not. Yeah, I think you can handle that. Mm-hmm. And you're better than all of that. So you'll do fine. And that's what you sell in an interview. You're like, well, I'm smart. I know why I want this job and I'm not going to steal from you. So I don't know if you're looking for that. I happen to be an actor. I happen to be a coach, which means I'm talented and perceptive and good with people. So what else do you need to know from me? I'm happy to tell you anything else.
All right. Just talking this through with you, like everything has just relaxed. So.
Good.
It was like, oh, I have to put everything down. I can't do that. And I have to do this. And it feels like the perfectionist was like, had her hand around my throat. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Adjustment.
I want you, I think something that's going to be really useful for you in this next chapter of you getting financially on your feet and rebuilding these elements of your life. One, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Two, it's going to be ugly. Ain't going to be pretty. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to work. You have to let it be ugly. Let it be ugly. You will never have a speaking career unless you let your first couple speeches be ugly. Mine were ugly.
Bad.
Oh, so bad.
People who love me were in the audience and they were like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot that. I need to write that on a post-it. It's allowed to be ugly. It's allowed to be messy.
And it can still work.
Yeah.
With all.
And it can still work. I need to hear that.
Yeah. Yes. And the reason, Karen Eileen, why you actually do need to hear that isn't because there's something thick about your brain. It's because what we're sold in our culture is perfection, and don't even start till you have bought these five things. Cause that's how we sell people things. Don't start till you buy these five things. Don't go on a date till you have this body wash and this hair stuff. And this. It's like, don't until you buy. And it's perfect.
Ugh. Okay. I'm hearing all of it.
And you have to combat that message with like, you know what though? It's going to be ugly and it's going to work. So let me apply for this job.
Does it stay ugly? Like it's going to be ugly temporarily or is it always ugly? I mean, like.
Do I look ugly? I upgraded. I figured it out, but it wasn't this at the, I'm not saying my Zoom background, but
beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful white thingies.
Here's a great thing, everybody. There is this website called, if you just Google the Internet Wayback Machine.
That's what it's called.
And you'll find, Google the Internet Wayback Machine, and you'll find something. And then pick somebody who looks like it's got it all going on. You can do me. And then you will have, there will be a place for you type in christineoller.com. And then you can go back to 1999 and look at my website. Or, you know, 2001.
Oh, my.
Tim Ferriss. Woo! Go see where he started.
That is super fun.
Marie Forleo. Like, whoever is your person who's like, oh, my God. Yeah, go back.
Launches. Yes, all
go
of that.
Back and look what we started with.
Okay. Oh, so good. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we all need that. We all need reminders of like, everybody started here. Look what it looked like. Go back and look at all actors' old headshots.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. But look, they figured it out. And then,
And they moved on. I want to make sure and share this little victory, which is, it's my birthday month. And I had all this stuff going on around how do I celebrate my birthday when I'm rebuilding from the ground up my abundance life. And so because I'm in this course and cash flow creation specifically, I'm seeking vendors who want to give me free goodies because it's my birthday and I am blown away. Packages coming in the mail, things raining down on me, coupons coming out of my nose. I mean, I'll do a little montage of the goodies and post them, but I'm blown away in the most lovely Man.
Oh my gosh, that I've never heard that idea before. That
there's
is
so many places. Some amazing. Of them are food. So if you're not into sugar and caffeine, maybe like not all at once, but like there's so many things that are non-food gifties that they
You know what? Have. I bet you if you posted that on social media and like shared that around, that would get some traction. Because that is one of the most interesting things I've heard in quite some time.
Okay, good. Because I'm having a lot of fun doing it and it definitely would not have happened without this course. So one of the many gifts.
Yay. We'll post that in the group. Share it on your social media because that's really intriguing and fun.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to go and here's what you do. You got this much bandwidth. You apply for the Whole Food job. The minute you've dropped off in person your application, you start looking for what's next.
I got you. Okay.
You just keep, it's just like auditioning. Okay, that's done.
It doesn't have to be 10 jobs at once and all the.
No, one at a time. Just like auditions, one at a time, but then forget about it. One at a time, forget about it.
Such a relief. I kind of thought it had to be 20 jobs a day or 20, you know, searching, Googling and searching and applying every all over
no,
the place.
Nothing has to be every day. It's far better to set a metric at the beginning of the week. I am going to spend this many hours on this project. Fit those hours into your schedule and do them. Even if it's 1 hour, if you did 1 hour a week, if that's all you have, then, but nail the hour, nail it. And you're going to need, you know, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for the readjustment. Cause again, my inner mean girl is like every waking moment that is not self-care and sleep, you have to be doing this. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Not every, no, that's a horrible story.
A horrible story. And it feels bad. So.
You especially, it sounds to me that your lizard brain comes out and his speciality is finding the right thing that's going to paralyze you into inaction. Sometimes he'll talk about perfectionism. Sometimes he'll be like, it's going to take forever. You have to do every waking minute. So go take a nap. Yeah, it paralyzes you. And you have to just be like, little lizard, I know you're like freaked out because I'm rearranging my life, but it's okay. I got it. And even if I only have an hour this week, I'm going to make the most of it. And I'm going to be proud of myself. And then I'm going to keep on going. And if you want it to be faster, then you shrink the time you spend on other things and grow the time you spend on this. And it will probably progress faster. Good for you.
Thank you
for bringing all this vulnerable stuff to the table. Trust me, you have many people now and in the future who will hear this and be like, oh, yeah, that's me too. But I would never say it. Okay, I'm glad she said it.
And it's safe. Thank you for you being safe and everybody here making it safe. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Helen. Hi.
I will say thank you, Karen Eileen, for saying all of that stuff. So much of what Christine just said to you, she was also saying to me. So I don't know that I have any specific one question, maybe lots of little ones. I'm kind of just holding myself accountable to a check-in and showing up imperfectly since I did that a few weeks ago or whenever that was. I don't know. I wrote down a couple of notes. Basically, I'm running into a similar thing where I think the overall heading of this section is nothing takes the time I think it will take, which is things both take way longer than I think they will take and way shorter because I have like stressed out about a task. And in fact, sending the email took 10 minutes or 5 minutes, you know? So that is an ongoing fun discovery. And part of that is I've had this idea of like, I might need to find a new job. I'm also kind of battling out, but maybe I need to grow my own thing. And then in the meantime, the jobs that I do have been popping off and I've had a fairly like busy reactive week. The win I'll say is Lydia and I have been doing these accountability buddy hours, and she's was very helpful to me this week when I was like very scattered. She's like, maybe just do that one thing. And I was like, yes, okay. And I did the one thing and it was helpful. And I feel like I for the past few weeks have been getting more practiced at in the react, like kind of riding the wave of the reactivity that has to happen to make the money. And then still showing up in smaller chunks, in smaller, more focused chunks for myself. So that feels like a thing worth celebrating.
100%. That's huge.
I had a meeting this week with a potential client. I have no idea. It was Ruthie. and I got some really great quotes from just even our talk together that I was like, ooh, that it was kind of nice having the little filter of like, oh, that could be a testimonial. Oh, that could be something. And I'm excited to work with her, and I'm grateful for the space to, you know, do so not badly, but like, you know, imperfectly. I didn't know exactly what my next steps were after the meeting, but I'm like, I think it's probably this, maybe it's this. We're going to figure out together what the next steps are. Here we are. So that was really lovely. The other, also with the job search, I have this idea, and I think there's an element of perfectionism that needs to be attacked. And then there's also an element of like, no, that's how my brain works and processes things. Allow that. Mm-hmm. In that I'm in the middle of doing my forecast. And like, I had a bunch of other things come up. I had like got my taxes done, got another big project done, had a bunch of things that I'm like, once I'm done with that, then I can focus. And there's been a lot of like, once I'm done with that. And I recognize that some of that is maybe procrastination, protection, whatever, avoidance. And then some of it is real. Cause like, I don't want to just randomly apply to jobs. I want to apply to jobs that are a good fit. And I'm not entirely clear on what that is. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of going after things with at least a few clear points.
Yeah.
And then it's also hard to navigate when all of a sudden other work is kind of popping off, going like, oh, well, but then I don't need the job because this one's working. And that's tricky.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting closer to feeling like, okay, I'm actually current and caught up on things enough to where I can start just like looking. Two more things. One is I found a lady on Instagram who called herself a home stylist, and she had a video where some lady sent her a picture of her kitchen counter that was like kind of cluttered with appliances and stuff. And this lady charged her to draw a sketch of where she should put her fucking microwave. I was like, I can do that. I know where you should put your microwave. Next to it so it looks nice. Oh my God, you can charge people money for that over the internet? Are you kidding me? So that was really exciting and overwhelming, because then it opens up a whole thing of like, oh my God, I have to start a TikTok. I have to start an Insta. Oh my God. And that's terrifying. Last little piece that is all in this mess of things is another creator that I started following. She made these customized, you know how like restaurants have custom matchbooks? Mm-hmm. You know, when you leave a restaurant, you grab a matchbook. She made one for her house. And it was like, so if you come to my house, you get the matchbook. And I was like, oh my God, my birthday is next month. I want to have people over to my new place. I feel very proud of all of the way that I've designed it. I want to have little matchbooks. And then I was like, ooh, and also it could be like a soft launch of whatever this other thing is. So the question is, I'd floated some business names to you before. They sounded too organizy and not designy enough. Is it Highfield House or is it Highfield Home? Is the new question. And, or maybe neither, but I like the alliteration.
I love, I'm the biggest cash flow, creating cash flow. I made cash flow one word, which is, it is two words in the English language, but I'm like, nah, it's two words, alliterative. Big fan. Home.
Home.
The reason is,
yeah,
is because Highfield Home can be a lifestyle brand.
I can sell.
Yes. Bed. You can sell anything under that umbrella versus Highfield House is just more specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Highfield House is a little kitschier, which I kind of like. And I like the idea of it. Like you come over, I mean, it's not even a house, it's an apartment, but like you come to my place, you're going to Highfield House. It's like a little house. It's like a little.
So
I don't know,
They're both really good. I gravitate toward Highfield Home, but I get what you're saying about Highfield House, like Harry's house, like that whole kind of thing.
Yeah.
So either is good. You just want to pick the one that vibes the most with you, because then you'll be in a real cool vibe when you talk about it.
Totally. Totally. Everyone in the chat is loving home. Okay. Yeah. What I was also imagining is like in my dream fantasy world, you know, I'm my most successful actor self. And I also, you know, have a line.
That's right. You do. So, and the home also, a home is anywhere you live that you've created the texture of the feelings you want, safe, fun, like whatever, where a house in our brain just goes to the type of dwelling.
Right.
A home is the texture of the dwelling.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
And Highfield Home leaves room for it to be high end as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Oh, there's excellent. People are sounding off in the chat. Thank y'all. This is great. Okay. So now I can make this stupid little matchbooks that say Highfield. I don't know. That's my dump of things.
Oh, I am so excited, Helen. I mean, you're thinking about this and things are dropping in your lap and you're like, okay, well, you're responding. That's great. If you do happen to have people over for a party, I would pick a time like 8 o'clock or whatever, and do a little, and give a 7-minute lesson.
Oh God.
Okay. On three tips. So you see why I put this thing here? If you put it over here, but if you put it over here, but if you put it here, oh, I would be the one going, ah! My brain doesn't work that way. You know, it's so, but it, you can just say, I was thinking I wanted everyone to leave the party with a fun little parting gift. Couldn't think of what it was. So this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the next 7 minutes. We're going to talk about the bookcase. We're going to talk about this lighting. We're going to talk about the thing. Here we go. And you make it fun and you make it instructive of just little tiny tips.
Yeah.
You keep it exactly to 7 minutes, set yourself a little timer and it goes off and you go, okay. Yeah. But it we'll be like, oh, she's really interested in this. Oh, she really knows her stuff. Oh, that is a really interesting tip. I'm going to go home and move my thing over there. Like, that's amazing. And then at the end, you just go, I love this stuff and I can help you with it mm-hmm. if you want to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, or just, I'm accepting clients.
Yeah.
Just say something, toss it off, fun. Don't under your breath, but actually verbalize it, toss it off with fun and then go back to the party. And then yeah. you just go back to the party. And I think that would be amazing for you and amazing for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I also, I'll say one more thing so that since this is recorded and I can hold myself accountable to it, is one of the things I've been meaning to do. I opened up an Amazon storefront, but I haven't like made it live just because I'm like, anytime someone asks me about a specific product, like I will happily send you the link, but like, why not make a couple pennies off of it?
Yeah, yeah. Why not? And you just have a little thing that says, you know, every time you purchase from these links, you make a thing, whatever. Yeah. 100%.
I have posted before about my self-tape setup that I'm very proud of because it is both functional and beautiful and aesthetically pleasing when it is away. And anytime I post about it, everyone is like, oh my God, how'd you do that? Oh my God, how'd you do that? Oh my God, how'd you do that? And I need to follow through and make a reel and have the links ready so that then it's like, watch the reel, click the thing.
Yep.
Make good pennies.
Yep. Post it on YouTube as well. And then you have all the little product links in the thing. Yeah. And send them there. Send them here, send them there. Yes. You are a person who's a curator and you're an influencer in the way that your friends are just like, I don't know, just tell me what to buy. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to make a decision. Tell me.
Yeah.
And you could even say, you know, I was thinking of, I wanted everybody who came tonight to have a really sweet parting gift, but you know what? Nobody here needs more things. You just need to know what to do with your things. So now I'm going to, in the next 7 minutes, talk about what I've done with some of my things. Segue. Nice. I wrote down here as you were talking about like, oh my gosh, there's this, things fall in my lap. I want everyone, because this is really a muscle you need in business. Mm-hmm. In any business, including the entertainment industry. Because if you want the career of your desires, you are going to be making decisions about projects.
Yeah. I mean, the thing you said about open loops a couple weeks ago is still in my head.
Yeah.
Thinking's you know, you're going to have to jump from thing to thing and some things are going to remain unfinished and yeah.
Open. Yeah. And very often we have to make decisions without knowing enough information or as much as we'd want. And sometimes we have to make decisions under time pressure. And especially when you're, you know, projects or things, it's like, what do you want? The only way you're going to get a quick and decisive and be able to make as smart of decisions as you can make is to make a lot of decisions. So I want you to look at, oh, all this stuff that's pulling you in these different directions right now, as the universe going, Helen, we hear what you want. Like, we hear you. We are preparing you. That's what all these decisions are for. Because if you want to have high field home one day, boy, you're going to have like, you know, all these things and yes, 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 no, 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 boo, boo, boo. Anybody who wants to be an executive producer or director, it's like, decisions, decisions. It's all about making decisions and choices. So boom. Every time you're like, ah, you're like, okay, universe, I get it. I get it. I get it. I'm in training right now. You're training me. And that's just a better feeling story for yourself. Because when we get some momentum in our life and momentum feels like things are kind of falling into our lap or you're jumping a couple steps ahead, if you do not have your muscles, what you do is instead of using your muscles, you slam on the brake and go, whoa, 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 I just want everything to stop for a minute. And it's like, okay. I don't think that you, Helen, can get where you want to go any faster then the way you're able to develop, like, but you can get there slower. We can't make ourselves go faster because we just have to learn some things, but we can make ourselves go slower. Like, I don't think I could have gotten to where I am right now at 52 any faster, like not much faster. I'm sure I slammed on the brakes a few times, but I really worked hard to keep my foot off the brake. I couldn't have gotten here faster, but I could have gotten here way slower, like me at 52, at 82,
yeah,
in terms of muscles and wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're doing it. That's what I hear in that mishmash of victories is like, oh God, she's doing it.
Yeah.
Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this is a very different conversation than my first conversation with you.
Oh yeah. I was a spaz.
You were in a different place, even the way you talked about all of this and the reactions I felt from you, as much as you can feel over Zoom, I can feel a little bit, to the reactions of what you felt to when I would say things to you, so different now.
Yeah.
I see you.
Thank you
very much for that. Keep going. Keep coming back.
Thank you.
Lydia.
Hello. Okay. So I'll share one. Don't know if it's automated response, but that job that was super, super fancy, I got an email from their department saying, like, your background is so impressive, but we went with a different candidate. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that. I'll take it.
You could tell yourself the story that, it's just a thing and a poop and a huh, or I'm awesome. And that's just more proof.
And why not? And I've applied to like 6 jobs, all of which are just really cool sounding in utilizing skill sets that I already have. Right. For the e-learning, so I've hit an interesting juncture with it.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking, when she says e-learning, we're talking about voiceover. Recording, e-learning.
So one of the coaches I was looking at, she had a webinar that was really in depth. I was like, oh, great. A way to find even more information about it. And in one of the things she was talking about, like rates, things like that, how to break it down. Great. And then union versus non-union. And I'm SAG eligible with the goal of in the fairly near future joining. But she was saying that like e-learning is probably 95% non-union. And you can, she was like, you can hire a paymaster to act as a signatory. So then I went on some of SAG's like suggested paymasters to like see what are their rates, things like that. And basically they did like a little breakdown of the numbers that in order to charge a client this much and still meet the SAG minimum, or like in order to do all this, you would have to charge the client 800 and something. But for non-union jobs, that same like job would probably be 300. So I'm thinking, ooh, is this a side biz that has a very short shelf life?
Right.
And therefore, right. Is it a lot of time and energy? And if I want to invest in that kind of demo, a good amount of money for something that I might not be able to take beyond, even like I'd love to join this year. But mm-hmm. like, let's say 2 years, that's still a fairly short time to build something that I'm like, if I was a business, would I want to hire someone who's non-union? Because it's not as much of a like, how do I say this? And there's no, but whatever, like if I were a business and this is a internal facing product,
uh-huh.
would I care so much about hiring?
100 percent. Plus, people don't always know. It's kind of like when you're a writer. I'm like, do we need to hire a writer? Like, what is a writer gonna do? Like, you don't know until you know.
For sure.
Until you get really bad voiceover.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of e-learnings run by people who are not at all in the industry.
Yeah.
So artistic. You'd be fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. So have you Googled like union e-learning projects? And like who, if 95%, what's the 5% that do union work out there? Have you Googled to see if there's any voiceover artists online who've blogged about it or any chats that have run?
I have not, no.
Yeah, I would get a little more lay of the land.
Okay.
Just to make sure, because who told you that statistic 95% is?
I don't even know if she said 95%. She just said a primary amount.
Right.
Yeah, the majority.
I would think what I'd want to know is there a niche in the e-learning market that does hire union performers? And then I would want to see, can I compete there? Would I even want to?
Okay, that makes sense.
Before you're like, well, let's take it off the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But I also think that, you know, that's a savvy business consideration, because no, you don't want a demo in it. If you're going to, I mean, if your goal is to be union, then part of stepping into that is having to let some stuff go, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just the thing. And it's just, what do I want more, to be a union actor or to kind of have this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. That gives me clarity.
Absolutely, Lydia. Good, good, good. Good stuff. All right. Is it Danny?
It is me.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, guys. I can lower my hand. I was trying that function for the first time. I totally forgot to like send in a question early, so I apologize.
The floor is open.
My week has been crazy. So I kind of had a question just because I'm new here overall, but like, I know that this is creating cash flow and not like paying off debt. So I was wondering like, where do my paying off debt strategy specific questions go?
The mastery Q&A calls, like her general, Miata's general, we have three, if I'm going to say this right. So we have a mindset call.
Yeah.
Month, and we have this stuff in cash flow. And then she does a mastery conversation, but then she has Q&As once or twice a month, I think.
Okay. So I didn't know if I could go to the mastery Q&As or not, since I've not mastered anything yet.
Mastering your money. It's the process of mastery.
Okay. So mastery Q&As would be where I take my like debt questions. Okay.
I mean, you could ask me, but it would be just my little personal opinion on non-educated.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's one of those things where like, I knew where this was going. Like I just got a workers' comp settlement check basically. And it's not very big, but it was going to go towards, some stuff I had put on the credit card for my rehabilitation that was expensive, but then also like my laptop got water spilled on it. So I put my laptop on there, 'cause I knew that this check was coming. I'm like, I'll just pay it off. But now we have this potential strike happening. And here I am with my only income being my television and film jobs.
That's a good question.
So then I was like, well, shit, I put it on the Amex, which doesn't have the 0% APR right now, 'cause I thought that, you know, this check is coming in the next month.
Are you able to transfer off an Amex?
Yeah. And so I'm like, so do I just hang on to this? Because we don't know how long the strike may or may not happen. You know, that's like where I'm at unexpectedly. So I didn't.
It's a good question.
Didn't expect
I'd ask her.
Yeah. I just got to look at the calendar and see when that is. Or I suppose maybe I could email her. But I don't know how that, works. But anyway, I figured since I'm here, maybe we could continue the potential brainstorming.
What I would do is email her on the community platform and do like at Miata Idoga. Okay. You know how, if you put the at sign in front and then type her name, that should go to her inbox. Like it should have like a little, hey, someone.
Like you mean on the open forum, like where I put.
Yeah.
Like,
the open forum.
Okay.
Hey, at Miata Edoga, this is my question. And I'm just asking it in case you can give a quick answer here, or if you've already answered it in some other place on this site where I could go listen to your answer.
Yeah.
Because maybe she'd be able to say that. I just want to, you know, before the next, like see when the next Q&A is and then see if it's too far away.
I just have to, yeah, I have to figure out how to concisely say that.
Yeah, because other people also might see that post and go, oh, we talked about that over here.
Right. Sorry, I have this live event thing starting and I'm trying to put a pause on it. okay, great. Well, then I was going to ask questions, but this other thing that I'm supposed to be doing, we started. I will have to check the calendar for the next one of these, but I plan on getting on just as the check-in, just for accountability. So
sounds good.
And also if anybody like Ellen and Lydia, I know you guys said that you do your buddy power hours. If ever there's a time where you guys wouldn't mind somebody else jumping in, Helen, you have my email, please let me know. Cause I could use some extra accountability throughout the week. So I appreciate it, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny. Good to see you. Anybody else, or do you feel complete? We're good. Okay, then that is. Oh, you just saying goodbye? Or are you coming on? Okay. All right, guys. Good to see your photo, Evan. Always a pleasure.
Hey, good to see you too, Christine.
Yes. Okay, Marisol, good to see everybody.
Thank you, Christine.
Till next time.
See you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.